T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'm looking at all the headlines. Is it time to shut it down, Zion, after last night and the freak of college basketball, Zion Williamson, getting hurt in the first minute of the game, if you didn't see it last night, as North Carolina put it on Duke pretty good. So Zion Williamson, 6'7", 285 pounds, 40-inch vertical jump, averaging about 22 points a game.
40, it seems like 80.
Yeah. Anyways, expected to be the first overall pick in the draft, so you know what happens now. First of all, his Nike shoe blows out when he goes to make a cut last night, and with it hurts his knee, gets up, and you heard Coach K say it looks like a sprained, slightly sprained knee there, and that he's going to be okay. They'll know more today. But so people are going to come out. I knew right away. I didn't even have to look at the internet after that. I went, well, here it goes. Shut it down, Zion. It's time to get paid, man. They're not paying you at Duke. That good food and those sellouts, not enough, man.
No.
And those nice planes you're traveling around playing everybody.
I'm looking towards the future, and that's why I'm saying that. I love March Madness. I want to see Zion in March Madness. But with this that just happened, I have to think about, if I'm his family, if I'm someone close to him, about the future. Now, Chris Mannix, who is an NBA guy, has been on the show for years, he tweeted out, I'm not here to make an argument against paying players. There has to be some middle ground. But elite guys like Zion have the chance to go to the G League, where they can cash in on a rich sneaker deal early. There are reasons they want big-time college basketball experience. Like you said, to be the big man on campus and do that. What I wrote back to him was, if you were Zion's father or mother today, would you tell him to play again for Duke? Business-wise, he answered back already. Sure, if for no other reason other than worst-case scenario, even the scariest injuries don't move teams off top talent. There's nothing more frightening than a foot injury on a big man. Embiid had that, and he slipped two spots.
All right.
So I understand. I understand where he's going from there. I'm looking at more of a worst case scenario type of thing. But even with a injury that's bad, because Joel Embiid had a bad injury, didn't even sit out almost his first two full seasons of the NBA as a number one pick. But I'd be scared at this point if you're Zion. Maybe it's just me being scared. Maybe it's me being a chicken. Well, it's possible.
I just say this. If he's healthy again, he's going to want to play in March Madness and have a chance to win a national championship. The problem's going to be he's going to have everybody from family members.
To me, to lots of people.
NBA guys that he looks up to are going to tell him to shut it down. It already started.
Some have.
Started last night telling him. Scottie Pippen, but you can't. Scottie Pippen, you're a half idiot. Like, anything you say at this point, nobody's listening. But, yeah, if he's banged up and when the tournament comes around and that knee's not 100%, I agree. He shouldn't play. I think everybody'd agree with that.
Yep.
Hey, I'm just not what I was. Don't play. I agree. Don't play. Go get yourself ready. Rest. Get yourself ready for the tryouts and get ready to go.
Isaiah Thomas, by the way, last night from the Denver Nuggets, that Isaiah Thomas said, let these kids go. This is on Twitter. Let these kids go straight out of high school. Too much on the line to be messing with college if you got a legit chance to turn pro. When one injury can change somebody's career. Zion, sit your ass down, laugh out loud, and we'll be ready for you in the big boy league next year. # looking out for the players.
Yeah, I understand. I figure we're going to get a lot of this. Next year, by the way, for the elite players like Zion and his two teammates and a handful of other guys in college basketball in the one-and-done program, if they don't want to go to college and live the college life and all the positives of college, and there are a bunch, and sellouts every night if you go to Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky, if you want, you can jump on a bus, go to South Dakota if you're a Miami Heat guy or however they decide to do it. You can get $25,000 a month for 5 months, $125,000, and NFL, NBA experience, and be around guys that are going to be in and out of from the G League up to the NBA, and do that for 5 months and not have to worry and get paid.
Yep.
Now, you're going to be on some buses. You're not going to be eating like an NBA guy or even a Duke guy.
No.
But you're going to have $25,000 a month coming in if that money's that important. And you can get those shoe contracts
That's
right
it.
Away.
If you're a Zion type of player and you're playing for the Lakeland Magic next year in the G League, you're probably making $125,000 from them, but you probably just signed
$5 million.
$5 million a year. Yeah. Shoe contract. So there's incentive to do that if you're that good of a player, but that's why they made this.
I still, even after last night, I am telling you, next year, for the first year, when guys like Vernon Carey Jr. are going to have their option, he's cleared. He's been cleared for the G League.
That's right.
Or he's been cleared to go to Duke like he's committed to. I'm still guessing most of the top guys
are going to go play college basketball.
These guys are having a blast at Duke. Before last night and the Nike, and by the way, terrible look for Nike last night. So much for the Paul George 2.5 shoes at Nike.
They were the Paul George 1.25s last night,
that
right?
That was
half of what
was
they should have been.
Yeah. They can get that blowout sell event going right now, man. That was,
well done.
It was bad. I took it. It was last night. You know, these guys all getting creative, all these shoe guys coming out and taking shots and having a little fun with everything last night. It will be, and boy, it opened a can of worms for social media and everybody going, I told you, they're not getting paid. Why should he stay? I will say this. The food's good. I don't care about what the scholarship's worth. That's the one thing. Me and the athletic director at the University of Miami disagree on.
Oh, it's a $100,000 scholarship.
Listen, he'll gladly give you that money back as soon as he gets his contract.
You're right.
If that 1 year at whatever, $60,000, $70,000, whatever a Duke 1 year deal is with everything, there's no way it's coming back for what he's done for Duke, right? For Duke basketball.
Come on.
For ratings.
Come on.
For all the stuff they're wearing with his number and all the other stuff. It's a very unique situation. I'm not saying like we have a lot of athletes that have this kind of impact right now in college sports. But
you're going there to be the big man on campus, and that campus is making a ton of money off you. I don't care how much your scholarship's worth. First off, a lot of these kids, if not all of them, how many of these one-and-doners, and this is nothing against them at all, how many of these one-and-doners are going back to school after their NBA career?
I don't know.
I don't know what the percentage is. Maybe it's higher than I think. But
there's not a whole lot of incentive to go back to school.
No. Not if you sign a $70 million contract 3 years or 4 years later. I mean, they're going to school.
It hasn't affected this guy that used to play for us down here that's really good. That there's one, and it might be
Mr. Businessman LeBron James, who's going to be in the B Club or in the B Club. Like,
it
come
hasn't
on.
Affected him. He's educated himself very well without.
And you can do that when you get out and put right people around you who do whatever it is, you know, all his business stuff.
Yeah,
and
you want to learn stuff as you
go, course.
Too. I think he's probably done a lot of reading.
The whole point is, how many guys that are one-and-doners are legitimately going to school for school? And it's no offense to them. You're built, you're ready, you're going to be an NBA professional basketball player. You have to facilitate 8 months at a university before you go pro.
Okay.
They're not there for school. They don't care about that.
I agree.
So my whole point is, with Zion, it's like in a couple months from now, you're going to be a pro. Like, don't do any more harm if you don't have to.
But you know why they go to college.
To be the big man on campus and play college basketball.
Sellouts every night. Big basketball arenas. Great tradition. Jump on the best planes. Eating the best food. They're outside of getting paid. Everything else at these top programs,
A1,
pretty
top
damn
class,
good.
Yes.
Actually, Hollywood did some games with the University of Miami and traveled with them and was with their team, and he got to see it up close. I don't want everybody to think they're just eating Whoppers with cheese or Big Macs or going for a bag of Taco Bell or that new $6 special at Burger King, which, by the way, looked pretty good for all that stuff they get. Do you see that? We got it. You might have to try that.
Right? I mean, it was really nice. I got to go to L.A. with the Hurricanes basketball team, and they stayed in a nice hotel in a Hilton. There was a full, you know, breakfast buffet every morning with an omelet guy, and every meal is taken care of. It's pretty good.
Right.
That's during the season. I don't know how bad the offseason gets to these guys, but it's pretty good during the season.
We had Blake James on. He talked about this. I don't act like we didn't have Blake James talked about the food, and he goes, I know we're not paying him, but Blake puts a lot on the scholarship, which I don't. but he does. But he says they're feeding them great. Nobody's starving.
No.
None of our athletes are starving. We got special kitchens for them. There's nobody at midnight getting the munchies. Yeah. The nutritionists are eating healthy if they're on that. Yeah. Nobody's getting the midnight munchies going down to, after a couple cold beers going down to Top Dog. What is that other place at Berkeley? Always tastes really good.
Top
about
Dog,
one or
huh?
two in the morning. Top Dog. This big, nasty, greasy hot dog. Loaded.
Yeah, you can go down to your nutritionist now.
Or that, or go to over to the sorority. I had one of the big girls over there had a key to the kitchen. Used to get us into the sorority kitchen. Man, we were eating like rock stars. 2 a.m, 3 a.m, loading up on peanut butter and jelly and potato chips. Mm. Beautiful, man. Just beautiful.
The sandwich or the girl? Beautiful.
She's beautiful, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're hanging with me at 2 a.m. They're beautiful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course.
You got to stop. Of course they
They're
were.
Feeding you.
Yeah, yeah.
Any girl that had a kitchen.
Any girl back then that had a key to the sorority kitchen.
That was your friend?
She was. Yeah. That was important. Those sorority girls were eating right. They were getting the good stuff. That was always good back then. You're a bad guy.
Me? I didn't bring it up.
You're just.
You talked about the big girl who had the key to the kitchen.
You're a bad, bad man.
Damn.
Well, anyway, at least the commissioner of the NBA is onto this a little bit with the. How many guys do you think are going to do it of the top players? I don't know how many Vernon Carey Jr. is going to have a chance.
What? Isn't Vernon Carey Jr. just a different circumstance also because of the fact that a lot of this is going to go down to background? If not everything, has to do with background,
right.
How you're growing up, what the deal
Correct.
Is. I mean, what if your family's really struggling and $125,000 could really change your family's life?
How many of those guys?
I think there's going to be a couple. I think there's going to be more than a handful of guys that do that. They just don't want to go to school and maybe sign a shoe deal. Maybe not a Zion Williamson $5 million a year shoe deal. Maybe smaller than that, but
I still think a majority of the guys, I'm not saying
college?
All of them, I don't even know how many they're going to be, 9 or 10, 11 guys are going to let go, 8,
yeah.
whatever it is, they're going to pass the, that you're a superstar if you want,
yeah,
you don't have to go
decision,
to college.
By the way,
they're
going
to have a special committee
okay.
put together, they'll go out and evaluate.
Like you're going to pick the top 10 guys, top 15
no,
guys?
No, I don't think there's a number.
And
I
say
just
you're
think
eligible?
Like, damn, we saw you play AAU basketball there.
You're
a badass.
Yeah.
Everybody's already put your evaluation in. The NBA thinks you're really friggin' good. We watch you at university school, and we watch you on your AAU team. Mm. If you don't want to go to Duke, you can go to the G League.
You can go play for the Stockton, whatever.
I don't know how they decide what crappy city you got to go to for the minor. I'll tell you the place to go. Golden State's got
Santa Cruz Warriors.
Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz ain't a bad place just outside the Bay Area.
What about the Stockton Kings?
That's not good.
Rio Grande Valley Vipers.
Stockton's just
Where's South Bay? It's the South Bay Lakers.
I don't know.
It's got to be somewhere around L.A., right?
I don't know.
Or maybe.
I can tell you one place you don't want to go. We're the Miami Heat in South
the
Dakota.
Sioux Falls Skyforce.
He doesn't want to go back to D-League.
Yeah.
I get that, man. I wouldn't want to go there. Can you imagine that? You'd earn your money. You'd earn your $125,000 if they said, you're going to live in South Dakota in that
yeah.
snow for 5 months.
Yeah. The Austin Spurs.
By the way, bring your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, she ain't coming.
Maybe it's nice over there. Cost of living is probably low.
What yeah. about the Delaware Bluecoats? You can go play in Delaware.
Not a place I'd want to go.
Greensboro Swarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
Westchester
know.
How about the Long Island Nets? I wouldn't mind living in Long Island.
Long
huh?
Island wouldn't be bad.
Nope. The Maine Red Claws.
It's about focusing on the basketball, though,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Get yourself
well,
all
of course,
set up.
If you're going
No,
yes.
I'm dead serious.
No, you're right. No, you are right.
Get your career going.
Fort Wayne Mad Ants. You'll play for the Mad Ants.
You guys all understand, by the way, even people listening understand that being on big-time game like last night is an example.
Well, it's better to be in that game last night than to be in the Windy City Bulls versus the Fort Wayne Mad Ants game.
Correct.
That's on NBA Network or NBA Channel at 3 o'clock in the morning on tape replay.
Right.
No, I understand that. I do. I understand.
It's not even close. What a better decision is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to any college and be on TV.
Right. Right.
I think
you're playing Division
gonna...
One ball in any of the mid-majors even, you're going to be on TV.
Now, I can tell you, if our friend the athletic director called us, he's going to tell you, you start adding everything up, food, room and board,
more than a buck
education, a year, and getting you set for the big, big picture of life, it's not all bad.
Mm.
I don't.
But you're only there 6 months, realistically. 7 months
I got
in college.
It.
That's it.
Got football season,
yeah.
and then your basketball team plays. And
then March Madness, boom, you're done.
You're gone.
And then the draft is what, in June?
Yeah.
I mean, Zion is what, 4 months away from being the number one pick overall? I would just be careful. That's it.
You know,
that's
not,
that's not what you said,
either.
Be careful. You said he shouldn't play again.
No, I'd be careful. I wouldn't play. I'd be okay. Nick Bosa.
Well,
he's the number one pick.
That's just soft to say. I mean, it's, first of all, it's basketball.
It's
basketball,
so is Nick Bosa soft?
That's basketball, not football.
Why? What do you mean? It's the same thing.
Difference.
You're the number one
football,
pick.
Football, you got guys in steel helmets diving at your knees.
Great.
Basketball, you don't.
Yeah, you have a shoe that explodes.
Okay, that's the first time that we've ever seen anything.
Doesn't
like that
matter.
Happen.
It doesn't matter.
You can't go have a mindset.
Zach
that
is
you're
a little.
Go out
Zach's
and get
a little
hurt.
Soft as a father today. He admitted that. He said he could be a little soft on that.
So nothing to do with being a father. Now, I mean, he's playing basketball. He's not playing football. If you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. You got to go out and play. If you're on a team like Duke, you committed to play. You got to go out and play.
As long as
same,
you're healthy.
Nick Bosa the same thing.
As long as you're healthy.
I think the sports. There's such a difference between the two sports that you cannot compare. A guy sitting out an NCAA tournament, sitting out a meaningless bowl game. You cannot
by
compare
the way, bowl
the
game.
Things.
He sat out 8 games.
Nick Bosa, by the way, was banged up and played a lot of football games. It wasn't like he was. He'd already given Ohio State more than their scholarship.
Sure.
He covered the whole thing.
Give me the number one pick.
You don't go into the NBA thinking, oh, I only have a few years to play while I'm healthy. I mean, basketball is a different sport. You cannot compare basketball to football. It's just not a fair argument.
Blows out his knee. Something happens bad.
There is no injury in basketball that we've seen like a guy can't come back from, right? Like, you're not going to see a guy end up in a wheelchair playing basketball.
Well, you're right. Greg Oden was fine.
I mean, come on.
We saw
Greg Oden had injuries throughout his career. That's not because he played college basketball.
Doesn't matter. He got
that's
hurt.
That's just he was just unlucky.
Listen, and this kid could be unlucky, too. If you have the chance to be the number one pick of the draft, you got to be careful. That's it.
If he's 100% when March Madness comes around or the ACC championship, the tournament comes around?
I still not playing.
What do you mean by be careful, though? Like, just not play?
You're a business. You're a franchise.
Well, there's no be careful. You're either in or out.
I respect what Zach is saying,
playing,
by the way. A lot of people are saying that
playing,
this morning.
I'm
what's
out.
That?
A lot of people are saying what Zach's saying, so I respect his opinion. But again, I don't think
there's
you
no
can
be
draw
careful.
A comparison between the two sports.
You don't
right
play.
Now, there's no be careful. You either play or you don't play.
Okay, then you don't play.
And if you're coming back and you're going, man, I'm not even thinking about the way I used to. I'm already thinking about getting hurt. Everybody's got this in my mind
then
about my future. Then don't play.
Yep.
But if you're going to play the way you've been playing that made you a great player and you're aggressive and athletic and you're not thinking about it, go win a national championship, man.
His argument's incredibly fair. I mean, this guy is worth tons and tons of money. Look how much the tickets were going for last night. We've never seen tickets like that before for a basketball game. $3,000 to walk in the door?
Well, it was a big rivalry to start with. Duke, North Carolina tickets are hot anyway. But it took it. It had a lot of extra mustard on it last night. No
he
question.
Laces it up for the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Oh, this guy's going to be worth a lot of money.
A lot of money.
He's filling up arenas no matter where he goes.
You're
Can
right.
you imagine he's down here?
Oh, I'd go to see
they
him.
They put his name. They take all those veteran guys, those 12 guys on that team, and they slide them off. And you see the flags that are around the arena? They're all Zion.
That's right. You want to risk that?
There's no other guy on there. The rest of them are off, and it just got Zion. Welcome to Miami. We got to go to break here, man. We're running super late. Take a quick break. A lot more to get to. Hey, join us. We want to hear your thoughts on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Text line 560-22. We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Plenty of stuff going on here. We're going to jump in here before we get to Hollywood's headlines. The Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. I just want to say this. There's no phonies. There's no frauds. There's no right. There's no wrong. On this, and yet I know everybody's got a strong opinion, and they'll get stronger as the day goes on from everything that happened to what is expected to be the top player taken in the upcoming NBA draft, Zion Williamson, blowing out a shoe last night, which, by the way, should we just blame Nike?
It's a bad look
for
them.
It wasn't a player.
Yeah.
A Nike shoe, the Nike PG 2.5 Paul George shoe blows out. As he makes a cut and he hurts his knee last night. Think he's going to be okay, though.
Yeah. Mild knee sprain. That's
mild
what
knee
Coach
sprain.
K said. Yeah.
All right. I don't know what mild knee sprain.
Neither do
Every
I.
Every time I hear that with a Dolphin player, it's 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, they don't know when he's coming back.
Well, listen, I can tell you this.
Hopefully he'll be playing back in the near future.
If
That's
he ain't healthy like he felt before that, then he ain't coming back. But anyway, what do we got coming in on the text machine?
All right, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Horn Dog texts in. Duke tickets are $3,000 because the gym is smaller than Dillard High School gym. Got to make money. Got to make that money back in some kind of way.
That
blows
funny.
My mind that Duke hasn't built a new gym when their entire campus is basically brand spanking new.
What's it hold? 9,000? It's not. It's
small. It's tiny.
Always.
If they put a 20,000 seat arena around there, they'd probably be able to fill that out every night. Also,
they're not going to build a new arena there.
That's got, no.
That's part of the charm of that.
There's
arena.
One guy that's making that decision, and it ain't the president of the university.
No. His name has a lot of letters in it. It's just yeah, called Coach K.
There's one guy. It's not the athletic director.
Uh-huh.
It's not some big booster.
No.
There's one guy that's deciding where they're going to play.
Yeah, it's making $9 million.
He doesn't
want to
hear about skyboxes. No. He doesn't want to hear about generating $3 or $4 more million a year for home games.
Doesn't care.
So I like it the way it is.
Yep. You guys sound like frauds this morning. Zion should sit, but there the Le'Veon Bells of the world should play. Come on, man. I don't think anyone said Le'Veon Bell should play. I think we were both last season shocked that someone wouldn't suit up or show up for $855,000 a week. That's the difference. That's where my mindset was last year. I can't imagine. And Joe said in the beginning of the year, and I totally agree, there's no way he sits more than a couple weeks because it's $855 a week. He left a bag of probably after taxes, what we say, about $8 million?
Eight something, or nine.
So let's
there's
say
some accountant out there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, some accountant will text us in
help
and tell us.
Help us out on what you clear after $14.6
million. Pennsylvania state
tax
and what happens there. We're talking about a guy that left a bag of money on the table tax-free of $8 million.
He just never gets that money back.
No, but that's
I know he's completely healthy. Who knows what happens? The Steelers told him they'd work with him on playing time. They weren't looking to beat him up. They had another guy they wanted to play who ended up having a good year too, but he ended up playing too much and he couldn't make it through the season.
If Zion was making $100,000 a week to play for Duke and he had a mild knee sprain and they cleared him and said you could play and he decided not to play, Zion would be ripped. Oh, finally, college kids are getting paid, and you didn't want to do this because you're waiting for the next big deal.
Well, Zion's not going to get ripped either way. No, whatever his decision is.
But the whole
is,
point, you can't compare it to Le'Veon Bell. Like, the Le'Veon Bell situation was totally different. I know he was waiting for a new contract. Zion's about to be the number one pick in the draft. And if he gets hurt or something bad happens, that's the way I'm looking at it.
In the NFL, you have limited years to play.
And you gave up $8 million tax-free.
And by the way, that wasn't some minimum wage. I don't know about you. Maybe I'm wrong. $14.6 million is a lot of friggin' money to
correct.
Be a part-time player. To be a part-time player, probably more receiver than running back. I don't know. It's just me.
Someone goes, my God, Zach, don't act like you've never heard of the Maine Mighty Ants. I have not until I read all the leagues and all the teams of the G League this morning.
I didn't know them either.
And it's not the Mighty Ants. It's the Fort Wayne Mad Ants and the Maine Red Claws.
Oh.
We put together two names in one.
Wow, okay. There's somebody following NBA TV and watching those G League games.
That's it.
I think they were sarcastic.
I believe they were being sarcastic too, yes. But that's just very interesting. My boy Zion Williamson needs a shoe made by Shaq, not Paul George.
That, by the way.
That's a little shot at Paul George, huh?
It's not Paul George. It's just Paul George, when he makes a cut, his shoe's not exploding. When you look at the impact of a guy 282 pounds – that runs and is as quick. This guy's freakish. This
he
athlete,
is.
We haven't seen anything like this.
You can't wear army boots, though. That's the problem. You can't wear basketball army boots.
No, that's true. Yeah, and by the way, you put too heavy a shoe on those guys, and
that guy's
like,
not jumping 60
this.
Inches
exactly.
in the air. Joe, like we were eating like rock stars. This is your big girl story. Quote, we had PB&J and potato chips. Yeah, really high class.
No, and I was getting great food. It was sarcasm.
But you said we were
man.
Eating like rock stars.
I know. Come on. It was all sarcasm. My top dog, for anybody that's ever been out to Berkeley after a, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning when they shut everything down and you're on your way back, get that greasy dog. Come on, man.
56022. Someone goes, hey, fellas, how about a little love for Canes baseball? 4-0 heading into Gainesville this weekend.
Well, let's wait on that. That's okay. Why our love is waiting.
4-0.
Our love is waiting
the
in Gainesville.
4 games into the season. That's it.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Bye-bye. It's a good start, though.
No, it is. Of course it is.
Gators aren't very good, by the way. Lost to South Florida this week.
Is that right?
Wow.
I mean, the Bulls might be really, really good,
I think
but
the
I don't
Gators
know.
Are really good.
Yeah.
So
maybe the Bulls are the best baseball team in
probably,
the country. Who knows?
Probably. That's where you
the
went
Gators
to school.
Pooped their pants. One of the two. Joe, even with Zion Williamson playing, I see Duke getting knocked out of the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 because they can't shoot 3-pointers.
They don't shoot it well.
It was a bad night overall last night.
I would sure like to have that big three, though. I'd like to be the coach and have that big three and see how far we go. Right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't know what the other two guys are like or how good they are when they put in the rest of those guys. Those probably, what, three-star guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. But those big three, the other two had nice games last
night. That's right. That's right.
But they missed
it. It's not Zion, though.
No, I
agree. I'm telling you, 34 seconds in, Zion's out. Click.
They missed their big man last night, no question.
They have another huge one coming up on ESPN, by the way. Did you see the
– Yes.
They have game day going to Syracuse for Duke-Syracuse
on
Saturday.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Can't get enough, right?
No, can't get enough. And Zion's not playing.
Well, he's questionable.
He's not playing. No way he plays. Not this Saturday.
Well, you say he's not playing again.
No, probably. Oh, I wouldn't if he's not – you know, I wouldn't. No. Mm-mm. I just wouldn't. Couldn't do it. Not if you're the number one overall pick. Too much money.
It is an interesting topic.
It's just too much money.
I don't even get mad at anybody who disagrees or
although
what.
Chris Mannix, who knows a lot more about the NBA than I do, said, look at Joel Embiid. Guy hurt himself and only slipped two spots. That's it. And the foot injury is much different than a knee injury, he says.
Okay.
Chris Mannix knows a lot more about the NBA than I do.
Hey, you know what? Hopefully he's okay.
That's it.
Hopefully he's okay in the next couple of weeks.
With all that I said this morning, I told you my favorite postseason stuff is March Madness. And if Zion's not on Duke, they're not going to be as sexy as a team to watch. And I love March Madness.
No, they got no shot. Hell, they won't win the ACC.
Without Zion?
Yeah. Mm. No shot.
Well,
no shot.
Good bet.
North Carolina, Virginia, they'll be lining up going, without that big guy, that big body in the middle there.
Mm. You saw what happened last night when we went out, right?
How long till the ACC tournament pops up? There's a good question.
Well, once Duke plays North Carolina, we're like
it's like the middle of March.
Yeah, it's like we're getting closer because the first game is close to the end of the season.
Yeah, I think getting close.
I think Zion's going to come back and play. By the way,
okay,
I agree.
Yeah. That's
he doesn't seem like an injury prone guy. Like you threw the name Greg Oden in there for God knows what reason this morning, but he doesn't. And,
he was
and
the number one pick that didn't work out.
Joel Embiid is another guy. Like those are injury prone guys. Like Zion seems
he got great
to be
sarcasm.
Poked eye, blown out shoe, two freak injuries. I don't know. He's on his way.
He seems to be built more like LeBron than like Greg Oden. And the guy's shoe split in half. Like it was a freak injury.
Go ahead and throw Le'Veon Bell in there too.
Le'Veon Bell.
Anything you want to make with your argument, throw in a couple of football players.
It just doesn't seem like he's made of glass like these other guys.
All right. We'll see. Had the shoe not blown up, the knee injury would have been worse, someone said. Really?
I don't know about that.
No, I don't think
so. Nike,
an injury. Well,
so Nike saved.
Now we got Dr. Basketball. We got Dr. Basketball who specializes in tennis shoes.
Yeah.
It's a new breakaway shoe, and you're about to get hurt. The shoe explodes.
Your knee was about to blow out. Thank God the shoe blew out first.
It gave a little bit, so it wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
You see those new Nikes, by the way, the $350 ones that sold out?
No,
but he should be wearing those.
Yeah. Are those better than the PG-13?
I don't know. You do something with your phone. I think you could lace them up with your phone.
Yeah. Well, you should have.
Right.
Like the Marty
Maybe you
should have
done
shoes.
That. Maybe you should have.
They got to make an extra big person tennis shoe. Yeah. Like, right?
I'm telling you, it's going to be like an army boot.
Like
that's the only way to save your
leg.
They got to
make a tennis shoe. Hey, for the big fellas out there, over 250 pounds.
That's right.
Still playing basketball? We got the perfect Nike shoe for you.
Yeah, LeBron has one.
Yeah, I would
LeBron's pretty
those.
Strong, right?
He's not 283.
No.
He's pretty big.
He's not
big
283.
He was 275 at one point down here, right?
He's got it down. I think he came out and said he was embarrassed. He never talks about his weight down here. He was big. Remember when UD came out and said he was 270?
That was scary.
I don't think he was happy about that.
No,
though.
Of course not.
He jumped down and I think he's playing at like 250, 255. He'd just be a real fast defensive end right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would take that.
Just find like the fattest player, like Glenn Davis or something. What did he wear?
I don't know.
He was a fat pig when he played.
Well, listen, speaking of almost 300, the Denver center, how big is he? That's a big guy.
Yeah. You're right. He's a big dude, too.
But he ain't jumping and making quick stops.
No. Or blocking.
Jumping out of the gym.
Or going from one side of the paint to the other, and blocking the guy's three-point shot in the
top
corner.
Top of the arena.
And come on. You have to say Roy Williams, coach of UNC, is definitely a class act. He basically starts off his interview by saying, we got an asterisk with this victory because of the Zion Williamson injury.
Agree.
Putting his team on notice that, hey, if Zion Williamson would have played, this would have been a lot different ball game. He's right. Zion Williamson changes the game. That's why he's going to be the number one pick.
He was classy. I do feel a little bit bad. North Carolina should get a little bit of credit.
Oh, they're not going to get any. That's
88-72. They didn't win by four.
No.
They put it on them pretty good now. You still got to play. I know Zion's out, but you still got two of the best players. What, maybe the second and third, maybe the two of the top five picks still playing in that damn game.
Mm.
Why don't you ask Coach L if he'd like to have two of those damn guys on his team last night?
Or just one. He would take one of the three. He would take a mild knee sprain Zion Williamson at this point, just for bodies.
We got to go to break here.
And we'll take more of your texts coming up. 5602 2.
They're flying in today, man. Everybody's got an opinion.
Everyone's got an opinion on this because it's something that happened last night, and it's a guy that you're going to see hopefully play in the NBA for the next decade or two.
Does Zion sign with Nike when they all come to him? When all five shoe companies come to him and like, hey, we'd like you to wear because he is by far going to be the hottest guy to get a shoe.
Not even a question.
And he goes, you know, Nike, we didn't have a great experience there at that big game.
New Balance should jump all over this.
New Balance. I'm with Kawhi now.
Send Kawhi over to Zion.
Or I did get a call from Steph. I'm going Under Armour. Yeah, or
that'd be interesting.
Did you guys see that shoe, by the way, the Kawhi beard. Shoe?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, is it hideous?
Yeah. And I'm a New Balance guy. Damn.
New Balance.
Man, is it bad.
Damn. Kawhi, we had a chance. Had a chance.
What's the average age of somebody who wears New Balance? My age?
Zach's the only person I've ever met.
I'm 39.
I can say he's like a New Balance guy.
I'm a New Balance
guy. I don't know any New Balance guys.
Because you want to know why?
My dad, I guess.
They're wide, and they fit they fit really good. Like Nikes, to me, I have to buy like two sizes bigger than my foot for Nike to fit me.
Your shoes are not, I don't want to be rude, but your shoes are not exactly great looking.
You got to rip everybody all the time.
No, very unusual shoes.
I'll be 100% honest. I don't go on an app and wait in line for shoes like you do, and I don't pay $200 for shoes.
I do go on an app.
I just don't do that.
I've lost the last few times I've tried for the raffle.
Somebody said maybe Hollywood shouldn't be calling people fat pigs and tone it down a little bit. Someone wasn't very happy with your fat pig
comment. I did call Glenn Davis a fat pig. Yes.
Yeah, bro, you're not exactly cut like one of these.
Like Zion?
No.
I have a body type like Zion.
I got to tell you, that's an impressive, they said 283 pounds.
That doesn't look like it. He doesn't look 283.
I'll tell you what, you got to have courage if you get in front of him for a charge.
Oh, my God, no.
Full speed. And
risking my life.
You want to impress the coach and show him what a tough guy you are?
Mm-mm.
How about that guy running full speed and get a handful of D's in there?
I'll show you a dummy the first time I see somebody try to take
your
that chest. Charge. Yeah. Knee? You might get the bottom of his foot.
Jeez.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, we actually had an ending in college basketball last night that would have been the big story had the Zion Williamson thing not happened. Georgia and Mississippi State were playing yesterday, and Georgia was at home. So late in the game, Mississippi State is at the free throw, and there's 0.5 seconds left in the game. And one of the guys from Mississippi State is at the line. He's going to shoot. He has one more free throw left to put them ahead. Someone chucks, I don't know if it was like Bulldog Night or something at the game, but someone chucked a stuffed little bulldog onto the court while the guy was shooting the free throw.
Oh, good Lord.
By rule, that is a technical foul. So the guy got an extra free throw.
Oh,
he
no.
goes up. Awesome. He hits the technical free throw, and then he intentionally misses the second free throw he was going to get, and time ran out.
Ugh.
Obviously, you missed that intentionally.
Right.
The second you touch the ball, a half second's going to run out. And that ended the game. They actually lost because a fan chucked something onto the court. I guess that's a rule in college basketball.
I've never seen that
rule, though, isn't it?
I didn't know that. Did you guys know that before?
No. I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
In hockey, if you throw something on the ice, I think you can get... Like, if enough people throw things on the ice, you can get a penalty, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think
we saw
Panthers had
the rats.
Issue,
we
right?
had yeah. a lot of rats thrown, and we didn't see anything happen.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they tell people not to bring rats. They're bringing more.
They're bringing more. Yeah, of course. Don't look down.
These stores were out of rats. There were rats everywhere. A bunch of rat bastards everywhere. What else?
All right, we're going to fantasy football for this next one here. And, you know, one of the most important things you can have in your league is a good punishment for the loser, right?
Yeah.
That's key. With tattoos we've seen.
Of course,
we've seen a lot of creative stuff. This might be the most creative. This league out of Dallas made the loser, a guy's name was Steven, cover himself in peanut butter.
Oh, Oh, no.
And show up at a dog park.
Oh, my God. No, 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 no.
Video's a little weird.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
The dogs get after him pretty good.
Oh.
That's weird.
He's wearing, I don't know, maybe a bathing suit of some kind or underwear or something.
Good Lord.
Maybe they were shorts, but
he was shirtless. I'm sorry, man. I'll buy dinner for everybody.
That is really, really weird.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, that's taking it to a level that I don't want to be in that league.
Oh, man.
Do you guys have something in your league?
Yeah, last place in my league at the draft the next year has got to buy food for everybody.
Oh.
You know, like we get like pizzas that. And that's stuff fun. Like that. And like if you get 10th place out of 10.
Yeah, if you're that bad, you got to
You're picking up the pizzas and everything. Like last year, I think it cost a guy an extra $110. We ordered like Anthony's.
The team I did with Hollywood a couple years ago finished dead last.
Yeah.
That would have cost Hollywood some money.
Mm. Yeah.
Had to buy some food. What else?
Different every year. We do a loser's bracket, and the winner of the loser's bracket gets to choose what the last place guy does. So we did our draft in Vegas. We had one guy to take a pie in the face right on the strip.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the peanut butter one was weird.
I could think of a lot of other things you could make somebody
do in Vegas.
In the Vegas
strip? Yeah.
Well, last year, everyone got two shots. Like, you walked around with shot glasses, and the guy had to drink. Like, when you said, anytime during the weekend, you say you got to take a shot, and the guy would have to do it.
Oof.
Each person got two.
That's rough.
There's 10 of us, so the guy had 18 shots throughout the weekend. But whenever
throughout
we
the weekend, not one night.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want someone in the hospital.
Like,
Vegas.
He could be early in the morning, he's brushing his teeth, he walk in there with one.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow.
So far, out of all these, paying for dinner or the shots, not so bad. The peanut butter on my butt, yeah.
Yeah, no
or
way.
Somewhere else.
Dog's licking me everywhere.
Oh, God.
There's been some bad tattoos everywhere. Over the years, too, from fantasy
football.
Yes,
we have
leagues.
Seen them. If you're in a league where you have to get a tattoo, you're a moron. I'm just letting you know that right now. I don't care if it's 10 of your buddies you've grown up with. I don't care. You got to get a tattoo, you're a moron.
I would love for people to text in some creative punishments.
Oh, there's going to be.
We're always looking for something good, and I know our people out there are evil.
Evil.
Our people are evil.
Yeah, we got some evil
people. Are evil.
I see the text machine. There's some evil people on here.
Yeah, there's nice people, but we got a lot of evil people.
Evil in a good way, though.
I think you bring some evil out of
me. No, evil in a good way. Like,
no, you're about
like
as evil.
Dr. Evil or
no,
something.
You're about as evil as half these texters, or worse.
But I have a nice story for this next one here.
The fat pig thing has been texted in like 7 times. About him calling somebody a fat pig.
It was Glenn Davis.
Mm.
So you call him a fat pig?
Laugh out loud. The guy who barely beat Omar called someone else a fat pig. Settle down there, Flash.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Duper, slow down a little bit.
I don't brag about that. Omar's the slowest guy around.
Okay.
Mm.
This is a nice story here. Jungle Island has a new monkey, a capuchin. We were talking about capuchins.
That's right. We were.
It was a Rondé Gatson.
That's right.
The new capuchin weighs 0.2 pounds, and they're actually having a naming contest. You can go on Jungle Island's Instagram account, and you can try to name the new capuchin monkey.
Jump all over that. That's really important.
Any suggestions from either of you guys?
None.
No, I feel like that's going down a street you don't want to go down.
Nope.
And one more thing to get to here. This might be perfect for Joe. A Golden Girls-themed cruise is going to set sail from Miami in 2020.
Okay.
This could be big for you, Joe. It's going to run $1,000 per person up to $1,200 per person for the deluxe cabin.
Wow.
You can go for that. But the Golden Girls at Sea experience will set sail from Miami. Some of the characters are expected to be on this thing here with stops in Key West and Cozumel. In Mexico.
Okay.
But I ask the obvious question?
Yeah,
here?
what's the age of the gold? What age are we talking?
That's the second obvious question. Well,
what's young?
I don't know if these are the original 50s? Characters or not. I don't know who's alive and
Wait
who's dead.
60s?
That's my whole thing is how many of the Golden Girls are still golden? Betty White's still alive.
I'll probably skip on that.
The names are included. I mean, maybe they're not on the boat.
Let me hear some names.
Rose, Blanche, Dorothy.
Rose was Betty White. Blanche was
just such old names.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they are. Betty B. Rue.
There's
Estelle,
a chance by and Herb. By the time this cruise comes around, there,
they better hurry up and do this cruise.
Better hurry.
Might want to fast forward to the summer, huh?
You know, there's in getting to this story, there is a bunch of other TV themed cruises you can go on. You can go on a Star Trek cruise.
Mm.
It's called Star Trek: The Cruise.
How about Gilligan's Island, man? You got a Gilligan's Island?
No, there is not. Gilligan.
I'll tell you a good cruise to go on.
There's a Walking Dead cruise.
Marianne.
You want to know a good cruise to go on? The Gronk cruise.
Yeah, right. I think that was a one and done.
Woo!
That was one and done. That I noticed that didn't come back out.
All I remember is walking off the boat that Monday morning, and the first thing I did was text Joe and say, I didn't see Curtis all weekend long. I have no idea where he was. I was your inside source.
Was he gambling the whole time?
I don't know. I have no idea where he was.
Did you say there weren't a lot of women on, or there was?
No, there was a good amount of women on the
they
boat.
Just all wanted to be with Gronk.
Yeah, like, yeah. Gronk's on the stage with a
shirt
off. They
didn't want to be with Captain Curtis. They wanted to be with Gronk.
Or me, or my brother, or Barney the sales guy. Those are the four people we sent there.
Those aren't great choices.
No.
Would you go on like a Narcos cruise? Would that be your choice?
A Narcos cruise?
Are you kidding me? Of course.
What do you do on a Narcos cruise? Shoot people and...
What's his favorite TV show?
Coke?
You meet your heroes.
I'm not interested
in
doing coke, no, but since you
asked. What do you do on a Narcos cruise?
I don't know, what do you do on a Golden Girls cruise?
I don't know. I have no idea. Do your nails play Mahjong? I have no idea.
You see the women Narcos guys are getting?
I did.
El Chapo?
Yeah, you're right.
Got like 25 women.
But it's the same thing with the Gronk cruise. You think they want to be with El Chapo or El Jello?
El Chapo.
I would go on an Entourage cruise. That's my favorite TV show, except I met one of the main characters the other day, and it went very poorly.
Boy, oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I thought that
the
was
the dude
hilarious.
Came in
the
studio.
The
Hollywood
guy,
is so upset.
Why would they send a guy around? This has happened a few times, either with musicians or comedians, where they come in, and they obviously are getting tired, and they don't want to do all these radio stops, and they come up, and this guy... with Hollywood, couldn't have been a bigger idiot.
I can't believe that you didn't get douchebag of the day that day.
Out of all the celebrities I've ever met, I've never been this excited. Ari Gold, Jeremy Piven, coming in.
Yeah,
this guy
and
was so excited.
I was like, I mean, this was really big for me.
He looked miserable in that picture.
Oh, my God, he was. I went downstairs to the front door to greet him. He wasn't even coming on our show. I wanted to meet him so badly, and... it just, the whole thing didn't go well.
Wow. He was so disappointed.
He took a picture of me. He is very unhappy in the picture.
Vic Bermudez just put on Twitter, am I hearing this correctly? You're calling others a, quote, fat pig, and it's got a picture that says, hello, pot, meat kettle. I think Vic just threw a haymaker at Hollywood. I mean, Victor. A straight haymaker.
Oh, man.
Well done.
At least I could pass a steroid test.
Oh, jeez. God, low blow.
There you go, man.
It's Mexican meat.
No matter what happens, Hollywood goes lower than anybody else.
Okay, two funny texts. I have to read them quickly before we go to break. First one, do not do a Gilligan's cruise. You're nuts. A 3-hour tour turns into an eternity stuck with Hollywood. No thank you.
Yeah.
Another one says, Betty White's the only Golden Girl still alive. You can't really have a Golden Girls cruise if Betty White's 97, and there's no way she's getting on that boat.
No. Yeah, I think it's just...
at least Gronk brought his brothers, and there are no shirts on with his dad. Yeah.
And the dad.
Dad had no shirt on the whole cruise.
We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.